News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
The Labour Party is bringing forward a bill that could provide employees with up to 20 days leave for early miscarriage or women undergoing fertility treatment and other related medical reproductive treatments. And Labour Senator Ivana Bacik is behind the bill and joins us now to discuss it. Ivana, what's within this bill? What are you proposing?
Well, good morning, Ciara. And as you say, this bill is a reproductive health-related leave bill. So it's the first ever bill to provide for specific leave or time off work for treatments related to pregnancy or childbirth or assisted human reproduction, IVF treatments and so on, or indeed for early miscarriage. And your listeners may be aware that currently where a woman miscarries any time after the 24th week of pregnancy, they're entitled to maternity leave, but there's no specific leave for early miscarriage. And, you know, this bill was inspired by, in fact, by the work of one of our wonderful councillors, Councillor Alison Gilliland in Artane Whitehall in Dublin. And she, together with her union, the Irish National Teachers Organisation, the INTO, had come to realise, because their members had been coming to them, that this was a really serious issue for their members, many of whom were taking time off work, taking holiday leave or, taking unpaid leave where they were undergoing fertility treatment or where they'd suffered the trauma of an early miscarriage. And there was a stigma that they reported to the INTO in a survey in 2019. They felt there was a stigma about speaking about these reproductive health issues to their employers, and there was, and also, you know, they had no specific way of taking leave.
Can I put to you, Ivana, I'm very surprised to hear that, because as somebody who worked as a GP for 20 years, I never saw anybody have a miscarriage and take annual leave afterwards. They took sick leave. People take disability and they take sick leave, and that has always been the case. Why would we be bringing in a specific, I suppose, silo of leave for women, which may in fact backfire on women's ability to get employment and stuff? We look at countries like Germany, where the gender pay gap is bigger than in countries like Greece and Italy. And that is put down to the fact that women in those countries have more rights that are protected. I have never, in all my years of treating women with miscarriages, ever seen anyone take annual leave because of a miscarriage.
Well, Ciara, that's really interesting that women didn't. In fact, that in your experience, I should say that the INTO did a major survey on this in 2019. I'm just looking at the results because they got over 2,000 responses, and 60% of those responding said they'd had an issue themselves with this, and many reported, actually not all, as you say, not all did take annual leave or sick leave.
I've never seen one, and I'm not being facetious, and nor am I trying to be down on this as an issue. I believe miscarriage is a huge issue for women,
but they
take sick leave, Ivana.
Well, some do, and certainly among the teachers, clearly this was a teacher survey, some of them had been able to manage, say, IVF treatments, scheduled IVF treatments around times when schools were off and so on. But I think here the reality is that, as you say, many women simply don't speak about this experience. I mean, I think all of us will be aware, you know, through our own networks, of women who've suffered early miscarriages and haven't spoken to people about it. It's not widely known.
Yeah. And indeed, I'm not sure that would change with a different form of leave being granted.
Well, I should say, first of all, that this bill is gender neutral, so it would apply to men and women. Obviously, though, it's going to have much more impact for women in the workplace. And I think the second thing is that having a bill like this in place does enable a space to be opened up for women in particular to talk about their experiences more, for it no longer to be a taboo. I mean, we've now come to a point at last in 2020 and 2021 where we're talking about menstruation and periods in the Oireachtas. We've had debates on period poverty and period justice. You know, that's great, because for far too long women's health has been seen as
I fully agree on all of that.
I know you get that.
I actually believe that we need to look after women's health very strongly, but I'm not sure that a silo of leave is the right thing. Just lastly, before I let you go, that point that I made about the fact that the gender pay gap is bigger in countries like Germany, where women's rights are protected in this kind of specific way that you're talking about, there is a risk that this can backfire on women's ability to, I suppose, excel in the workplace, that people will look at hiring a woman and look at hiring a man and go, well, the woman gets a 20 extra days leave because she's a woman and it's all protected, and they don't get hired. Whereas if you just put it in under sick leave, people don't think about it in the same way. Are you not concerned that this could actually hold women back?
No, I'm not. I don't think there's, I know there's no evidence to prove that causal link that you're suggesting. I mean, because certainly countries with higher rates of protection for women's health, for maternity leave and so on, are not countries, for example, in Northern Europe, are not countries that have higher gender pay gaps or lower numbers of women in public life. And in fact, the opposite is true.
No, no, it's not. Like Greece and Italy would have a lower gender pay gap than Germany.
Well, I think there's some difficulties in some countries around how you report that. I know in Ireland, of course, we have a very glaring gender pay gap. And in fact, Labour and myself brought forward legislation to try and tackle that, which the government hasn't yet brought into effect. So we do need clearly specific laws. I think, you know, women around the world would agree it's very important that we have laws specifically protecting maternity, for example, protecting women's right to return to work from maternity leave. And of course, women used to have to take sick pay for pregnancy issues, you know, in late pregnancy too. And women used to have to take sick leave for that because it wasn't recognised. So I think, in fact, it's very important that we do provide specific protection for those undergoing these sort of issues, that there are issues still around discrimination against women in the workplace, but there are lots of mechanisms we can use to tackle that. And I do think Alison Gilliland and the INTO are to be commended for coming to us with this proposal. And, you know, we're delighted to be able to introduce this bill today. I think it does mark an important step for women's rights.
Thank you very much for speaking to us about it this morning on the programme. That is Labour Senator Ivana Bacik.